heart of Wisconsin's home for a huge variety of country favorites. This is Country Legends 24/7.
CBS News Brief. Three people are dead, several critically injured after the collapse of an airport hangar in Boise, Idaho. Fire Operations Chief Aaron Hummel says some were trapped.
There was hoists and so forth that our technical rescue team made entry and were able to rescue those people.
They're investigating the cause. The first of back-to-back storm systems is moving into California, bringing the risk of flooding, heavy snow, and wind damage. Roberta Smith bracing for the second one in Ventura County.
I'm sort of worried. I sandbagged my shop, just hope the water doesn't rise the creek any more than it is.
Donald Trump is hoping for a big union endorsement after a meeting with Teamsters leaders in Washington yesterday.
Strong meeting with the Teamsters. Over the years, I've employed thousands and thousands of Teamsters, and they've done a great job.
President Biden got the UAW's backing last week. He'll campaign in Michigan today. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Even when a crop is insured through standard insurance options, it may not always be enough. A supplemental coverage option or enhanced coverage option can provide extra protection. SEO and ECO are area-based policies that could insure yields as high as 95%. To find out if an SEO or ECO policy is right for you, contact the insurance team at Ag Country Farm Credit Services. Ag Country. Focused on ag. Focused on you.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's no joke. A big announcement naming Radetzky's No Joke Dairy near Stratford as a future host of the state's Farm Technology Days.
Technology sharing, celebration of agriculture.
Matt Lippert with the UW Division of Extension. He says the Radetzky Farm is operated by the family's fifth generation and looks forward to opening their doors to the public.
Certainly an honor. Family success. And modernization and history and pride in what they're doing. So yeah, it's a very fun event.
An event that moves to a different part of the state every year.
Other states also have similar events, but ours is one of the very few that actually does rotate. Goes to different counties, so obviously different host farms.
It could bring more than 40,000 people to the central Wisconsin area in the summer of 2026. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hey, it's Matt Hildreth with the Forgotten Country Radio Show. Each Sunday, Drew Morgan and I discuss and play our favorite Forgotten Country songs, everything from George Jones to Johnny Cash and Casey Musgraves and everything in between. So be sure to tune in right here on 105.5 WIRI Wiscountry.
Patchy, dense fog this morning, then partly to mostly cloudy here through the rest of the day. Our high 44 this afternoon, the wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, it'll be partly cloudy with a low of 29. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 40 by Saturday, partly cloudy with a high of 45. If you love good barbecue, you gotta try Grandpa's barbecue sauce made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe, GrandpaBBQShop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
Good morning. From the Sunrise Show. Time for some coffee, conversation, and country right here at Wiscountry 105.5 WIRI's Sunrise Show. Proudly brought to you from the Ground Up Coffee Shop at 250 West Grand Avenue right here in Wisconsin Rapids. Start your day right. Visit our friends over from the Ground Up. Let them know we said hello and good morning from the Sunrise Show. How y'all doing today? Call up and let us know. 715-423-1055. We'd love to hear from you. We got some good requests coming up. Going to get into a little bit of news for you. Maybe some history. We'll see what else we can get into. Want to cover a couple of things here at the station as well, and one of them being our big celebration. We are celebrating singles here at WYRI, along with our friends at Family Natural Foods right here in Rapids. Go ahead and head on over to Family Natural Foods when they open their doors at 9, and share your stories with them, with us, with our audience. We want to hear your dodged bullets, your stories of, well, it came this close, and I got lucky to get away from that. We're celebrating love over on WFHR. We want to celebrate the singles over here. We cover all bases around here. You got your red flag stories, go ahead and share them with us. Or you can go ahead, if you don't have any of those, because I've talked to a couple of listeners that are, I don't know how, but managed to go their whole life without having any red flag dating stories. I am not jealous of that at all. Not at all. I feel like all I have is red flag. No. we want to hear your stories about why it's great to be single as well. You know, you can share that with us also. And you do that, get your name in the running here, and you're going to have an opportunity to win a mega awesome, wicked, wonderful basket from our friends over at Family Natural Foods. And if you know anything about Family Natural Foods, you know that what they have there, everything they have there is awesome. And when they do these giveaways, they go all out. They go above and beyond. And I'm looking at that basket right now. I can see it on Seth's desk right from the studio here, and it is beautiful. It is awesome. It's to be honest with everybody here, and I'm sorry if this is controversial. I don't like to start the morning this way or anything, but y'all are lucky. Y'all are lucky that I can't be in this contest because I would win this thing. I would win this thing hands down. I would win this. But I can't play. But you can go ahead and jump on our Facebook page on WIRI if you haven't done so already. Type into your Facebook search bar WIRI Wiscountry 105.5. You should pop up. Go ahead and like our page. When you do that, you can go ahead and either direct message us, or you can go ahead and put it right on our Facebook page. Just post it right on our page, your red flag story or why it's great to be single. Keep in mind, we're a PG show. Or you can call up and join the conversation, 715-423-1055, 423-1055. Call up and join us. We'd love to hear from you. We love talking with you. And thank you again to Family Natural Foods being a part of this and having some fun with us here at the Sunrise Show. Look forward to that. And find out more about Family Natural Foods. I don't know why I said it that way. Family. I've been here at this station too long, y'all. I've just been here too long. Been doing this too long. Now look what done happened. Now I'm doing talk like this. No, I hope that was not offensive to anybody. I'm an actor. I can't help myself. I go to accents very easily. We want to thank our friends over at Family Natural Foods. Find out more about them by following them on social media. Got a great Instagram and Facebook pages. And be sure to check out their webpage, familynaturalfood.com. Also want to let you know, tonight, right here on WIRI, great high school basketball. Athens at Assumption Girls. Randy Paul on the call, y'all. Seth going to cover the board between those two. You know it is going to sound good. Our Lady Royals have spoiled us in this area, in this town of Wisconsin Rapids here, with great ladies basketball. We've been enjoying it for years. This team right here has got a really solid team. But like a lot of teams in their division, just in general in high school sports, not just the female side, but male, female, they don't have deep teams. And injuries happen. And we're wondering how that's going to affect this Assumption Girls team. Find out as they take on Athens. Going to be a good one. Athens is good. Randy and Seth covering that one for you. Tonight, our pregame kicks off at 7:05. Also want to remind you that right here at WIRI on Friday, Saturday, we are going to be having River Kings hockey right here. Minnesota Blue Ox coming to town. They're going to be at the South Oconee Rec Center. So will I on Friday. I'll meet you there with some of our staff. We're going to be there hanging out, getting ready for this playoff push that we're on with our River Kings. It's going to be a lot of fun, everybody. And Saturday, also going to be a game that we'll be playing right here on WIRI. Both games kick off at 6:59. Our pregame does, that is. Looking forward to that. And plenty more coming up for you. Plenty more high school and hockey right here on WIRI. Let's go ahead and take a look at our day in country music, day in history. Just our national day off. I got ahead of myself. It's national. Get your day right, James. That's what it is. It's February 1st. Happy February, everybody. Yeah. It's National Texas Day. celebrating the Lone Star State today. It's the land of big flavors and even bigger horizons. There's a place where Southern charm meets modern adventure. I'm trying to see if Texas was incorporated on this day. Famous for all sorts of historic and cultural tidbits, Texas proudly boasts of its legendary cowboy culture, riveting rodeos, delicious Tex-Mex food, barbecue, chili, and so much more. Not only that, but it's the place where Dr. Pepper was invented all the way back in 1885. It's got a lot of things to be proud of. How many of y'all been to Texas before? 423-1055, 715-423-1055. Texas goes far back to the Native American settlers who were likely on the land for thousands of years prior to the arrival of Europeans. After the French and then Spanish settlers came in 17th and 18th centuries, the state of Texas was often caught in the fray, being on that border. And for those who don't know, Texas actually used to stretch all the way up to Idaho at one point. It's huge. It's huge. Texas is still the only state after that kind of correcting of state shape, if you will, to put it lightly. That's a whole other history about how Texas became a state. That's very interesting. Part of that story is that they had I wouldn't say demands. They had some things that they wanted if they were going to be a part of the Union. And one of those things was their state capital, their dome can be as tall as our capital in Washington, D.C. And it's the only one like that. Got some good friends in Texas. Spent some time near Waco, Dallas, Houston. I really enjoyed my time in Galveston. Austin's cool. Austin's a cool city, but I loved Galveston. I had a lot of fun in Galveston. Good state. Let's see. It is also National Get Up Day. All right. So if you're still laying in bed, today's the day to get up. All right. If you were just planning on laying in bed all day, I'm sorry. National Day of Calendar has a different thing in mind. No, it's a day to get up and get motivated, get moving, get things done. Maybe January, start the month, start the year off a little differently. Everybody starts off in January. You're going to take your time, ease into the year. February 1st, that's when you're hitting it hard. Go on, do your thing. It's National Unclaimed Property Day. Hidden funds forgotten by many await discovery. A financial treasure hunt within bureaucratic labyrinths yielding unexpected windfalls. If I have some unclaimed property out there, I guarantee you it's like 5 feet. It's like nothing. Nothing I could do anything with. I'm positive of it. And we wrap up with, I see another one here. It's World Hijab Day. For those who don't know, hijab is the clothing garment worn by women in the Middle East, often of Muslim descent. And I think they're kind of cool looking, but it feels like there's a lot of a negative history to that that I think is important to read up on. And there's also a lot of cultural, just interesting history to it. It's a tough balance right there, reading on certain things and taking your moral compass or your American moral compass and putting it on others and other countries. It's something that I think we balance with and will always balance with as we're all different. And that's okay. It's Optimist Day. And I think that was one of the most optimistic things I've said in a long time is what I just said there. I am trying to be more optimistic. How about you? Anybody can look at the glasses half empty. Anybody can walk around with a frown on their face all day or be divisive or look for ways to divide us. That's so darn easy. It's low-hanging fruit. To be honest, it's not only lame. It speaks of... a selfishness, of a childishness that I don't just understand completely, and I'm thankful that I don't. There's optimism. The strongest, most bravest, most hardcore human beings I have ever known are optimists. They all are. There's something to it. It seems to certainly be a better approach than just walking around with your fists clenched all the time. You walk around with your fists clenched all the time, you're going to get in a fight. It's a good way to approach the day, especially the beginning of a new month. We want to kick things off with some requested music. We got this in a long list of requests the other day. This is coming to us from actually a pretty cool place, Sharon. Yeah, Sharon. She is, of course, those listeners out there remember, Sharon Koch is the mom, sort of Agatha, our chicken. She named Agatha. Yeah. So Sharon sent over a request, and we're going to play that for you. It's Dwight Yoakam doing Purple Rain. I was curious of where this came from and diving into this a little bit. Dwight Yoakam talked about this in a couple of different places, one of them being People Magazine. Quote, 3 months after he was found unresponsive, the Midwest Medical Examiner's Office released a statement saying that Prince had died of an accidental overdose of fentanyl. Dwight Yoakam was very moved by this and affected by it, not just with Prince, but musicians falling to these things. And he says to his band, they were already recording at the time. And he says, we were all lamenting it. And I said, it just feels like we should record Purple Rain. So as a big fan of the Man in Purple, and as somebody who just is a fan of music, and to be honest, just gets music, gets this whole thing. It's Mr. Dwight Yoakam, Purple Rain. On Wiz Country 105.5 WIRI's Sunrise Show, brought to you by From the Ground Up.
I never meant to cause you any sorrow. Never meant to cause you any pain. Only wanted one time to see you laughing. I only wanted to see you laughing in the purple rain. Purple rain, purple rain. Purple rain, purple rain. Baby, I could never steal you from another. And it's such a shame that our friendship ever had to end. Purple rain, purple rain. Changing. It's time we all reach out for something new, and that means you too. And you say you want a leader, but you can't make up your mind. I think you better close it. Let me guide you to the purple rain. A purple rain ain't purple. Purple rain. No sun on the Rockies, not even the light of day. I feel that old cabin fever coming on. But I know where I'll be when Lady Luck finally blows my way. She'll put the wind in my sails and I'll be gone. It won't be long before my ship comes in. Gonna sail right out of Colorado. Catch a ride on a warm trade wind up where to no one knows. She'll find me waiting when my ship comes in. Gonna board and go whichever way the wind blows. I'll be off to find myself once again in where to no one knows. When my ship comes in. Maybe I'm only dreaming, but it sure seems real. Somehow the wind doesn't chill quite to the bone. Or could it just be the fever? I'm running on an uneven keel, not losing sight of why I'm up here alone. It won't be long before my ship comes in. Sail right out of Colorado. Catch a ride on a warm trade wind up where to no one knows. She'll find me waiting when my ship comes in. Gonna board and go whichever way the wind blows. I'll be off to find myself once again in where to no one knows. When my ship comes in. It won't be long before my ship comes in. Where no one knows. She'll find me waiting when my ship comes in. Where no one knows. It won't be long before my ship comes in. Where no one knows. She'll find me waiting when my ship comes in. When my ship comes in.
We have both kinds of music, country and western. Country Legends, 24/7.
Dustin Lynch on backstage catering at a Brad Paisley concert from Country Legends, 24/7.
The first catering I ever had in my life was Brad Paisley Catering. It was a show in Memphis, and I remember eating the catering there, and I had like freaking swordfish or something. We're used to pizza and barbecue, and he's serving five-star dinners out there. It definitely helps the vibe backstage for sure.
There's a want and there's a need. There's a history between girls like her and guys like me, cowboys and angels. I've got boots and she's got wings. I'm hell on wheels and she's heavenly. I'd die for her and she lives for me. Cowboys and angels. We ride side by side. A cloud of dust, a ray of light. Her kiss is mine.
Not sure why her path crossed mine. Accident or grand design. Oh, maybe God just kinda lies. Cowboys and angels. We ride side by side. A cloud of dust, a ray of light. My touch is a temptation. Her kiss is my salvation. She's sweet, I'm wild, we're dangerous. Cowboys and angels. History between girls like you and guys like me, cowboys and angels, cowboys and angels.
Country Legends 24/7 with Randy Travis.
I have three brothers and two sisters, and believe it or not, at one time all of us were playing something. And everybody gave it up except for me and my brother Ricky. He's still playing some around the Carolinas.
Suppose I called you up tonight and told you that I love you. And suppose I said I want to come back home. And suppose I cried and said I think I've finally learned my lesson. And I'm tired of spending all my time alone. If I told you that I realize you're all I ever wanted. And it's killing me to be so far away. Would you tell me that you love me too? And would we cry together? Or would you simply laugh at me and say, I told you so. If I got down on my knees and told you I was yours forever, would you get down on yours too and take my hand? Would we get that old time feeling? Would we laugh and talk for hours the way we did when our love first began? Would you tell me that you've missed me too and that you've been so lonely? And you waited for the day that I return. And we'd live in love forever. And that I'm your one and only. Or would you say the tables finally turned? Would you say I told you so? Someday you'd come crawling back and asking me
interstate's jammed with gunners like me, afraid of coming in last. But somewhere in the race we run, we're coming up.
Keith Urban, Days Go By here at Wiz Country 105.5 WIRI's Sunrise Show, brought to you from the Ground Up Coffee Shop right here in Rapids. Taking a look at your news, Lainey Wilson is helping to reintroduce the Coors Light Chill Train for a Super Bowl commercial. She says filming her cameo was fun with frosted makeup and fake snow, and quote, "My family's going to freak out when they see me." That could be interesting. She's also shared with her favorite Super Bowl snack is bacon-wrapped jalapeno poppers, and that if she has to root for someone, it'll be the Chiefs because Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce went to one of her shows last summer. Lady fans also board the train virtually in the sweepstakes online that you can find out more about the Coors Light thing. I'm curious of who she's a fan of. It sounds like she's got a team. They're just not in the Super Bowl. So who is Lainey Wilson's football team? I'm going to look that up. Not sure, but I will find out. That is my job. I will find those things out, everybody. I'm going to go ahead and hunt this one down and see what Lainey Wilson's favorite football team is. It might be the Pittsburgh Steelers, actually, as I'm looking at it right here. Especially considering her Devin Hodges seems to be a Pittsburgh Steeler fan. Yeah, for a number of reasons. I don't know a lot about people in their dating life. I don't pay attention to that stuff. I'm just trying. I'm trying here. I'm trying to help out. Keith Urban, who we just heard from, has got a new album coming out this year. Finally, it'll be his first new music in 2 years. It's his first full-length album since 2020. And we just got a sneak peek. He released two new teasers for the first single. He posted a minute-long video on his Facebook page where he is in the studio bopping his head along to it. Then he posted a clip to his Instagram revealing the title. It's called Straight Line, and you won't have to wait too much longer to hear the rest of it. We'll get our hands on a full track when it comes out tomorrow. Here is a sample of it, and here of a little of him talking right now. I am always honest with you guys, and I do not hold back. I'm real on the air. It's the only way I know how to do this job. That sounded like a pop song to me, and I don't mean an insult. Like, I apologize if I'm offending anybody with that, but that sounded like a pop song to me. Keith Urban, longtime country musician, but has quite a few of his hit songs crossover, so maybe that's part of it. Either way, you're a big Keith Urban fan. You got new music this year and a new album to look forward to. Michael Cleveland is the most awarded fiddler of all time, and he was born blind and mostly deaf. But at the age of 4, he knew what he wanted to do the rest of his life. Michael said, "I wanted to learn how to play bluegrass." He got his start at the Kentucky School of Blind Classical Programming that wanted to teach him how to play the violin. He laughed and said, "I didn't know much about the violin, but I knew a lot about the fiddle." And that training has gotten him very far in life. His album, Lovin' of the Game, is nominated for a Grammy in the Best Bluegrass Album category against the legend himself, Willie Nelson, as well as Sam Bush, Mighty Poplars, Billy Strings, and Molly Tuttle and the Golden Highway. Great name. Michael shared some really interesting thoughts on being a musician. I'm going to let him speak for himself. Oh, I can't, actually. I was going to. I really wanted to let him speak for himself here. I don't know if this will play for me or not. I'm going to give this a shot. So we can hear a little of Michael. Michael says, "When I play music, things get better. You must feel it. Obviously, everybody wants to play perfectly, but really, my favorite musicians are the ones that make you feel something." I'm a huge fan of bluegrass, a big fan of Michael's. Encourage you to check out Mr. Michael Cleveland if you have not had a chance to already. You are not going to be disappointed. Michael is an incredibly talented musician. You're going to enjoy that. I'm going to enjoy some more great music coming up. We got good stuff on the way from George Strait, Lone Star. Let me see here. I got Haley Withers all on the way, all coming up for you on Wiz Country 105.5 WIRI's Sunrise Show, proudly brought to you from the Ground Up Coffee Shop.
Hey, you got beans?
Yeah, man, I got beans. I have coffee beans. Take a whiff.
Mmm, whoa, those are fresh.
I just got done roasting these beans today. Want me to grind you some?
Right on. Can I get a bag to go?
Yeah, we have sample bags right over here.
Wow, man, that's a lot of beans. Hey, what's that?
Coffee cake. Handmade, secret ingredients, love and butter.
I want a piece of that, too.
From the Ground Up Coffee House and Roastery, downtown Wisconsin Rapids. Family-owned, freshest coffee. Find us on Facebook. This place is awesome.
Patchy, dense fog this morning, then partly to mostly cloudy here through the rest of the day. Our high 44 this afternoon, the wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, it'll be partly cloudy with a low of 29. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 40 by Saturday, partly cloudy with a high of 45. If you love good barbecue, you gotta try Grandpa's barbecue sauce made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe, GrandpaBBQShop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
Highway 40 blue. I've walked holding both my shoes. Counted the days since I've been gone. And I'd love to see the lights of home. Waste of time and money too. Squandered youth in search of truth. highway car when I was young. Told me lies of things to come. Fame and fortune lies ahead. That's what the billboard lights say. Shattered dreams, my mind is numb. My money's gone, stick out my thumb. My eyes are filled with bitter tears. Lord, I ain't been home in years. Got the highway 40 blues.
Hey, this is George Strait.
So upset, nervous wreck, can't believe you said goodbye. Sit and smoke, cry and joke about these tears in my eyes. You do what you've gone and done to me. I wouldn't treat a dog the way you treated me. But that's what I get. I've come to expect it from you. A million times, a million lines, and I've don't care. You rip and tear every dream I've counted on. I guess that I should thank my unlucky stars that I'm alive and you're the way you are. But that's what I get. I've come to expect it. Expect it from you.
I could raise hell, but what the hell, it wouldn't do a bit of good. Pack and leave, my heart agrees, it seems to think that I should. There won't be no more next time doing me wrong. You'll come back this time to find out that I'm gone. But that's what you get. You should expect that from me. That's what I get. I've come to expect it from you.
Country Pride, Central Wisconsin wide. Country Legends 24/7, 105.5 FM.
Rabin from the group Shenandoah on how they got their name. Country Legends 24/7.
Well, we went into the office at the recording studio, and 5 o'clock that afternoon, the meeting was called, Rick Hall had mentioned to us, look, boys, y'all got a record that's going to press at 5:30. Rick said, look, fellas, we got to have a name. And they give us a choice between the Rhythm Rangers. We kind of looked at each other, and I got to think, man, I ain't no rhythm. I don't even know what that is, but that don't sound right. And said, either that or Shenandoah. Now, which one do you want? So we came with Shenandoah.
We got married one afternoon in May. Never did see the light of day on our honeymoon. We didn't have much when we started out. Your grandma's bed in a three-room house, but we made do. But oh, 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 I got you. I got you. You could have had that boy you used to know. He's a millionaire up in Ohio. Your mama told me so. When the best I could do was the factory, you didn't get much when you got me. Well, maybe that's true. Oh, but I got you. I got something that money can't buy. Cross my heart and I won't die. Don't need nothing that I can't afford. I got you and I thank the is the rocking chair. I'll be fine knowing you'll be there rocking too. Oh, long as I got you. Oh, long as I got you.
Leave her on an island, dance with me in this bar. Honey,
Easily one of my favorite voices out there. Haley Witters, Everything She Ain't. On Wiz Country 105.5 WIRI's Sunrise Show. We're going to take a quick look at some music history real quick for you. Born on this day in 1937 in Brownie, Mulhaberg County, Kentucky, was singer-songwriter Don Everly. The Everly brothers scored four number one country hits in the late 50s and plenty more after that. They are part of the Country Music Hall of Fame. In 1964, Buck Owens' hit Love's Gonna Live Here finished its 16-week run at number one. On this day, 1968, Johnny Cash spent the day visiting several hospitals in Memphis, including the sick and wounded at the Navy Hospital in Millington, Tennessee, many of whom had just returned home from Vietnam. And on this day, Kenny Rogers was number one in the U.S. country charts with his seventh studio album, Coward of the Country. And on this day in 2019, Dolly Parton was honored by Music Cares as the 2019 Person of the Year, becoming the first country singer to be named a Music Cares Person of the Year. Dolly, of course, celebrated for many things, not just her music. We're going to get out of here, but we'll be back at this tomorrow to get you ready for the weekend on Wiz Country 105.5 WIRI.
Here's what's happening on 105.5.
Out for the Never Forgotten Honor Flight Winter Fling at the Riches Golf Course for a free concert featuring Corey Waller and the Wicked Things on Saturday, February 17th from 6 to 10 p.m. hosted by Two Doors Down Brewing Company. Get out of your midwinter slump with a fun-filled night of awesome music and great raffle prizes. All